動けるんですか。
What's up, everybody? We're the Book of Flippers, and I'm your host, Paul.
And I am Ko. We are your coast-to-coast guitar podcast. And this week, we're brought to you by listeners like you. Those listeners donate to us through Patreon. Those listeners are...
Bonbon, Bob Kiff, Laura Hugh, John Wright, Michael Newman, Kyle McIntyre, Kevin Rickett, Jim Bowers, Jamie Davis, Doug Kuhn,
Yeah, and you. I was gonna say, I hope he says you.
Yeah, so you never know what to say after the intro, so I thought I'd just throw that
it's
in
good.
There and surprise
I liked it,
you.
Man. Solid, just boom, right in there. I liked it. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. So, yeah, got a lot of new stuff. What's going on with you? What's new with you?
What's new with me? So I got a new mic stand.
Oh, guys, listen
yeah.
to this.
I got one of those like articulating ones that looks like a finger unfolding that clamps onto the edge of my
yes.
desk for
yes.
podcasting. I am Ooh. So fancy now.
You got it. Wow. Whew. Guys, we are moving up. Thank you.
Yeah.
Your donations are getting us to the top. Where would we be? We wouldn't even have mic stands without you guys.
Not true. Paid for it with my own money, so.
I know.
But yeah,
good,
I got that.
Good.
I got some new prizes in the mail for the patronizers that I'm going to hopefully be getting out here shortly.
Oh, yeah. I will send you a picture of what I just got as well. I don't know how we're distributing these, but I'm going to take a picture of them anyways for you, just
All
so
right.
you can see them and say, oh, those look nice. And they'll be wondering.
If you want to send it to me, send like the whole package to me, and then I can throw them in envelopes with the stuff I'm sending out.
I guess I could do that.
Didn't you just ship a package out to me yesterday?
I may have.
Yeah, it would have been good.
Well, I got them today. I got them today.
Oh, okay.
I think I got them today. No, I got them yesterday, and the mailman picked up the package and dropped this package off. So I couldn't. It would have been physically impossible to make that happen. But they look good. Anyways,
okay.
Cool. So that's my what's new. They look good. Enjoy, guys.
Yeah. What's new with you, Paul?
So, man, I had like 16 boxes like come to the house today. It was crazy. My wife was like, "What did you buy?" And I was like, "I don't think I bought anything, really." And she's like, "Okay." Open them. Like, she wasn't like serious, you know, but she was like, go ahead and open them. And I'm like, okay. So I just opened up stuff. There was a huge box from Copper Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys freaking rule. First of all, they loaned us their like demo board, which has
awesome.
Everything they make on it, from, you know, their flagship stuff to like the Telegraph to like their kind of more custom stuff. That's like the what are they? Is the Broadcaster? Is that what that one's called?
Yeah, or is it Broadway?
Broadway, and then the Stratosphere, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So those are on it, and it's just like, man, this is a gorgeous looking board. I'm like, can I just use this board? Like, I'll just use this board. It needs a tuner. But
you know, there's nothing stopping you from using it this weekend.
That's actually true. Actually, yeah, that's true. That's actually 100% accurate. Super cool. And then they're like, there's goodies in the pocket. And I opened it up, and they sent us not one, but two pedal board flashlights with our name on it.
Awesome.
And I was like, I was blown away. This is probably one of the coolest things any company has really kind of like done for us. I mean, there's obviously people have done cool stuff. We've had a lot of cool stuff happen to us.
Yes.
But this is like, I was like, not expected, you know? So it was very, very cool. You know? You guys rule. I like their stuff already, and I'm like, oh crap, now I gotta buy something, not out of guilt, but just like, these guys are so cool to do this that I need something from them, you know?
Yeah, time to support.
Yep, definitely. So, actually, shout out to Jim Bowers and the Tone Jerks. They kind of talked about, you know, what brands, like what makes brand loyalty, and definitely like something that like that, like little like that. Like I'm sold mm-hmm. now. Like I'm sold. I'm like, oh, everything you make, I'm gonna want it now. You know.
Yeah.
And so good job, guys. You hooked me in. But honestly, they've been super cool. They were like, oh, we're gonna send you something, and then this 18-pound gigantic box shows up at my house, and it's the entire board. So I'm excited to play with all that stuff. And then yeah. And then send you your little flashlight. Nothing else. I hope they don't get mad. I am going to look and see how hard it is to take like a pedal off and send it to you so you can try it out or whatever. Because I don't want to just be like, oh, every week I just have stuff from Copper Sound.
I mean, but, I get it. It's not a big deal.
No, totally.
I'll survive, you know?
Yeah. Yep, definitely. So that was cool. And then most of the stuff was just like dumb stuff. I was like, oh, I forgot I ordered this off Amazon. And then I'm like, oh, I forgot I made a label from my brother-in-law to send like hair bows for like my daughters. You know, like it's like, you know, like just stupid stuff I didn't even remember. So it wasn't a lot of cool stuff, but that was super cool. And then, yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but I drive for Uber now. Super prestigious. So anyways, if you guys are looking for a job, I'll talk to my people. It's been a little cold here in the mornings, like 45 degrees, and I hopped in my van at 5 a.m. to go and drive, and I turned on the defrost because everything was fogging up. I turned on the rear defrost, I should say, and I drove for about 10 minutes, and then I thought a gun went off in my car and the back window exploded. It was freaking crazy. I ducked my head. I thought I was in an accident. I had no idea. I pulled over. I lift up my, you know, lift gate to like look and see like, is there a baseball in there? Like, what the heck's going on? You know?
Yeah.
And nothing. It just blew out from the freaking defrost. And I talked to like the people at Safe Light, and they're like, yeah, it happens more often than you think. And I was like, that's insane. Why would that do that?
Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah. And his reason, he's like, and keep in mind, I don't know if I believe him, but he said, well, you haven't used it in 6 months, and it got real excited. And I'm like, what?
What?
that was his reasoning. And I went, okay.
Yeah, no.
It got real excited. It hadn't been used in 6 months. Okay, cool. Is that the same for Big Muffs? If you pull a Big Muff out, is it like more aggressive because you haven't used it in 6 months? And then I bought a pedal. If you listen, guys, you might want to go ahead and donate and do our Patreon, because you can listen to me buy a pedal live. it's from Heavy Effects, which is an older company. They still are around, but I think they're like one of those brands that was like boutique and was pretty early, but now like somebody definitely owns them, and they look a little bit more, I don't want to say, they look a little more polished and a little bit more like, oh, they're pumping these out, you know, somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And I bought the Ascend, which is a boost. It was $15. It doesn't have like the jack on it, so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna chance it for $15 and try to fix it, and if not, I'll send it to one of my friends to fix it. But yeah, no, it's cool. I was like, oh, $15, I will buy that right now.
Yeah, seriously, why not?
Yeah. I think it didn't sell quick because it said local pickup only. And so, like, I just contacted him, and I was like, hey, will you ship this? I'll pay for shipping. Like, it's fine. And he's like, oh, I'll have to see how much shipping is. I'm like, I'll send you a prepaid shipping label. And he's like, well, I'll have to go to the post office. I'm like, no, it's prepaid. You don't have to pay anything. You just drop it off. And he's like, oh, okay. And I just paid for it.
Cool.
So, I was like, yeah. I don't know if this is, like, a store or what's going on, but he has two listings, so I don't know if, and both of them are local pickup only, so I think he's probably like new and doesn't want to ship stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's kind of my what's new.
Okay.
Oh, back to the van. I didn't get to finish this. So today, so Safe Light fixed the window. My insurance covered it. Great. Awesome. They they basically, it rained, so they came to my house, got the car, brought it back, fixed. Awesome. Loved it. Big fan. and then I went to drive for Uber the next day, and I, which is today, and I went to lift up the gate to let somebody like put their luggage in, and yeah, it won't open. Oh. So I think, you know, it's obviously there's electrical there. I'm sure they unplugged something and just didn't plug it back in. So they have, yeah, to like look at the car tomorrow. But I'm just like, come on. Like, I'm like, it worked before. So yeah, let's get, so they are going to come and look at it, but I'm like, oh, come on. Like, now my lift gate doesn't work. Like, this is ridiculous.
That sucks.
It's okay. It'll get taken care of.
Yeah. So I'm sure it will.
So what, oh yeah, you did work your what's new.
I did. Update on
your what's new, like in the moment.
My wife's van. It's fixed now. So
nice. That's, did it cost you good. One arm and one leg?
So the guy gave me a range of what it was going to cost, and
it was at the higher right.
It was just north of right in the middle. You know,
yeah, like not enough to like
they do.
Yeah, yeah, not enough to like lay down and cry about, but like enough to be like, oh, I hate my life.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. So. Cool, man. Well, you're in the Foo Fighters now, I heard.
Yeah. Should we go into that right now?
Yeah, do it. It's a good segue. Okay. You missed it. It just went zoom. That segue went zooming by. You missed it. You could have hopped right on, been like Paul Blart, but instead you chose not to.
Yeah, no, I don't do segues.
Have you ever ridden a segue?
No.
No, me neither. I think I'm terrified of them.
Okay, I thought you were going to be like, dude, it's the best thing ever.
No, I have zero interest. But
okay.
I get, you know, because like, I've seen them at like bigger malls that you can like rent them and stuff. So yeah, it's like, I'm like, oh, maybe. No, I'm not interested though. I got feet. Okay. God gave me feet, so I just use them.
Right. So I feel guilty taking the escalator. That's not true.
Do you?
I don't.
I'm like, do you? I'm like, I actually love the escalator. I kind of like lean on the side so the whole thing kind of carries me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, my fun fact, my wife is terrified of escalators.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, she'll do them, but she is like, it's like, you know how like you go to step, she'll like go, mm-hmm, to step, and then she has like her foot like hovering for a very long time before she decides to like step.
And like, was she like caught, nope, in one before, nope, or something?
Nope. Nope. Hmm. I think something probably terrifying happened, but I don't think it was anything gruesome. I think basically like she like got her shoe stuck, or maybe she got a shoelace stuck or something, I don't know, but I'll have to ask her again, because I know she told me that there was like some horrifying experience, but it ended up being like something so minimal that I was like, yeah, okay.
Nice.
So cool. Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, so Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
So if you're in the purchasing of used guitars community and you use Reverb, you probably know that not too long ago Chris Shiflett of the Foo Fighters did a Reverb store, and I want to say it was 20 guitars. Do you remember?
It was something like that. It was a good chunk of guitars. Yeah, for sure.
It was like 20 guitars, and I believe they all sold out in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, like, of course.
Something stupid like that, 10 minutes or something. None of them were like crazy expensive, rare. Like, they were all in pretty good price ranges, you know, for what they were, especially with like the little bit of like memorabilia nostalgia that was attached to them for,
right, like all
the Foo Fighters thing.
Right, like, because all the Billy Corgan stuff was up for like $1 million.
Yeah.
And then they were just taking offers, where his was more like, oh, these are the prices, they're fair.
Yeah, they were all fair. Well, one of my buddies bought two of them. And so he got two of these Chris Shiflett guitars, and he brought them over to my house last weekend so that I could play them and check them out. And the two guitars he got was the Normandy. So it's like it's kind of like a Gretsch style hollow body, but it's like aircraft aluminum or something.
Which like is very Foo Fighters-esque.
Yeah,
sure.
It's heavy.
Oh, really?
So heavy.
It's aluminum and it's heavy. That's funny.
I mean, it might be steel. I don't know. But, it, you know, it's a big, like, Gretsch-sized body, and it's thick. So it was super heavy. It plays really nice. That one, that one was really playable. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
It was really playable. I didn't care for the sound, but it was two humbuckers, which is, we all know, isn't my thing. In general, but it played really well. Setup was awesome on it. It wasn't like uncomfortable. I thought that it would be kind of like sticky and uncomfortable, like where your arm rests on it and stuff like that. Not a big deal. It was cool. I don't know that I would have bought it for that price. My buddy's not gonna listen to this. I would be a little bummed if I was him and I paid that much for it. Just saying. Somebody else may love it, especially somebody that is into the Foo Fighters aspect of it more than I am. If it was Dave Grohl's guitars, I'd probably feel different. Chris Shiflett's cool and all, but he ain't no Dave Grohl.
Yeah, but then again, like, I mean, he was in a lot of cool bands, though, besides the Foo Fighters. Like, I mean, he's in No Use for the Name. No Use is a different band. It was close. Kind of like a copyright infringement thing. And then he was in Me First and then Gimme Gimme. So, like, he's kind of a cool guy.
He is. I'm not saying he's not a cool guy and everything, but Dave Grohl would have made more sense to me or meant more to me.
Really?
Because, I mean, I like Me First and Gimme Gimme's. No Use for a Name is like, I know who they are, not my jam. Me First and Gimme Gimme's has always just been a gimmick, though, so I've never really taken
no,
it seriously.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
And I don't really care for Fat Mike. I don't like that guy. So I think that's probably what's always turned me off of that band.
I do love his bass sound, though.
Yes. Does have a good bass sound. But anyway, so the Normandy, cool. Not bad. And then the other one he got was the Vox Phantom.
Okay.
That one is a trip.
How's that? Yeah, that's a funky guitar for sure.
It's a funky guitar. The neck on it, I don't know if it's original or not. Like, typically those, like, 60s Voxes have really narrow necks, and this thing, like, feels kind of fat and chunky.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, like, when you were talking about it, you're like, I don't know about I thought you were gonna say that neck is really skinny. I literally thought that's what you were gonna say, because I've played one and I was like, this is gross.
yeah usually they feel like small in my hand.
Yeah, real small. It feels like a Duosonic chunky or something. It's really skinny.
Yeah. And the setup on that one like needed some work. Is the action was too low on it, so you'd kind of fret out a little bit when you got up high on the neck. The pickups on it, I dug. They sounded like really squirrely and weird. I don't know if they're original or if it's, you know, something that he had modded and put on there. My buddy seems to think that he had some weird switching done. I don't know. All I know is they sounded really fun, and I had a blast playing those. The neck was not as comfortable as the Normandy.
But it sounded better.
But, yeah, but I liked the sound of the pickups more.
You think he would have let you, like, glued the two guitars, like, together? Like, if like, mash them together so, like, one sounded better and it played better? Like, just make one guitar out of the two?
Yeah, I think he'll let me do that.
He would have been stoked about that, I think, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
He likes them. I don't know, you know? To bring it back to flipping, he might put them back on the market. He may not. He says,
I think that might be a tough sale. I mean, obviously he has like documentation that he bought it, but you think that's a flip?
I don't think he would flip them. No, he would probably try and sell them for what he paid.
Yeah, and maybe lose a little bit or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be looking to try and make money on them.
When you said flipping, I thought he was like, oh, you know, I'll come out on top on this. And I'm like, well, when he puts a store on Reverb, like, people are just looking at his store, you know.
Right.
Versus you, the guy saying you bought it off that store, you know, five months later or whatever.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's going to do that. He's thought about it. He may. I don't know. But I'm glad I got a chance to play them before he gets rid of them, if he does. So
yeah, that's super cool.
So
very, very, very
that's,
cool.
That's it. That's my Foo Fighter guitar story.
That's the Foo Fighter minute with the Flippin' Flippers. See what I did there? Yeah, you get it. It's a lot of F's going on. This is cool. So a few weeks ago, Joseph from Like My Pedals posted a picture of a reverb in like response to like a Tone Jerks thing. Mm-hmm. And it was basically, it was the Holy Grail, Electro Harmonics Holy Grail. And it had like, I think it's in the Grail Diary. And it's like the picture of like somebody holding like a grail and going across, and like it's from like Indiana Jones. It looks awesome. And I was like, I want that. And then he like contacted me. He's like, oh, hey, do you really want that? I was like, yeah, but if somebody already did that, like, it's cool. Like, you don't have to do it again. I just think it's a cool idea. And he's like, no, like the guy, he's like, I have it still. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know exactly the story, but it's like, yeah, it's still here. And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, if you can send me a Holy Grail, I don't care which circuit, he's like, I'll just send you this one. And I was nice. Like, sweet. So basically what he did is he took that circuit and he did, you know, you have your bypass, and then he did like another switch that's like a, like, you know, two sides of it, so you basically mm-hmm. get a preset on a reverb, which is pretty, yeah, it's really cool. And it's all the controls are the same, everything's the same, except you're just getting this preset button. I'm like, hey, that's actually super useful and something I definitely want. Plus it looks amazing. It looks so awesome.
I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, I'll send you a picture of it. It's super good. And the fact that he just like did a straight up trade for it is awesome. Like, he's such a good guy. He's like, yeah, it's just sitting on a shelf, whatever. And he's like, if the person wants it, he's like, I'll just redo it or whatever. And I'm like, cool, awesome, great. So that was freaking rad. That was, yeah. And yeah, I think that was it for my Like My Pedals. Oh, man. No, I love that guy. That guy kills it on the daily.
Yeah. Congratulations to him. Didn't he just have a baby?
He did, yes. And it's a cute little thing, too.
Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, he posted like a picture of him like sitting up today. Like not like you know, a kid sits up, but just like he's like posed forward, you know, and like he's like holding his hands head up with his hands. It's super cute. So, all right, enough about babies. Cool. speaking of babies though, my wife had a baby shower. She's not pregnant. And our babies are 3 and 2. So yeah, our church just threw my wife a baby shower because, you know, like, you know, we've had the kids for, you know, 2.5 years or whatever now, and they're, you know, they wanted to do something nice. So she came home with, like, I mean, they went all out. I don't know where we're gonna put all this stuff. So that was pretty cool. I think made my wife feel super good that people like cared that much. So that was pretty awesome to have, like, oh no, for no reason, we just had Christmas, basically, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, so I did do some flips. Had some flips. So I did sell I sold that Facebook Marketplace pedal, the Earthquaker Devices what is that, organizer. I sold that, and I got and I think someone didn't know what they were buying, and they just bought it, even though I said version 1, and they definitely bought it for $140. It might come back. So I'm not going to spend that money, but I clearly stated what it was. I just think they got excited about the price, mm-hmm. and they just offered me, like, I think I had it up for like $155 or something, like a stupid price for that pedal because it's the version 1, but I think, you know, they're like, oh, that one's in that range, that's that one. And then they just offered me like money, and I said, yep, take it. So that's fun. I'll see how that ends up. And then I sold, I bought a MIJ 80 Strat, and I bought it for $300, and I had it sitting around for, you know, like $700, $650 for a while. And then I was like, you know what? I just got to pay my car payment. Like, I just want to get rid of this thing. Even if I get just what I paid, I don't even care now. You know, it just got sitting there for too long. So I lowered the price to like $599, and somebody I think from Germany was like, asked me a question that didn't even make sense. It was like, how can you guarantee that the taxes will, or the import tax will that be a lot? And I was like, what? No, I can't. Like, like that's not my job. My, I don't know. I said, I will mark it as gift. I don't know. I don't know what I can say to that. And then yeah. he's like, good enough. 500. And I was like, okay. I took it. I just took it. And I only have to, it's through eBay. So I don't have to ship it to Germany. I only have to ship it to like Kentucky. And then they ship it out like from
oh,
there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have this global shipping program, which is pretty cool. Cause I don't ship out of the United States. I've just been burned too much. Yeah. And, yeah, so basically, like, you just ship to an address in the United States, and then they take care of it.
Oh, which is, that's cool.
Yeah, and all you have to do, the item only has to make it, like, to there, and then you're done. Like, I don't even think they can dispute it. So if they don't like it, they can't return it or anything, because it's like, they chose to do the global shipping or whatever. It's pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
And it's obviously, like, you're paying the rates to ship it to the United States. It's not like you pay anything else, so... so I got a little bit less than I was thinking, basically $100 less than I was thinking, but still, I profited $200 on a very, very cheap, like a very easy flip. I didn't do very much. I grabbed it and took some pictures, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I would have wanted that guitar though. I played it and it wasn't a turd, but it wasn't like a winner at the same time. Maybe a good setup would help, but it was okay. You know?
Yeah.
I don't think it was all the hype, you know, like, I see these Squire Strats selling for like $400, and then the MIJ of the same year selling for like $600. And I'm like, really? Ooh, I don't know. yeah. So that's kind of my flips I've had going on.
Nice. Well, I sold the Gibson again. Sold it again. Well,
what was your price? What was your final?
I want to say $1,800.
Oh, that's good.
Including shipping, so.
That's still good. I mean, it's still good. It's where you want it to be.
Right, yeah. So, so $1,800 including the shipping. Is a guy that I went back and forth with on it a little bit. He thought I was a store, is what it was.
Oh, okay. Because, so, yeah, the conversation you showed me or whatever, or texted me, was like a little harsh.
Yeah, he was getting a little rough with me, and I proceeded to get rough back because I was just coming off of that person that stiffed me on the money.
Yeah, and you're so like, pay for the darn thing, yeah.
Yeah, I was over it, and this guy thought that I was a store and that I was like just selling, like just trying to move used gear. And,
right.
And I explained to him, I'm like, dude, here's the deal. Coming off a little aggressive. It's 5 a.m. and I'm getting ready for work. You know, like, I just want to sell this so that I can, you know, pay off my wife's car and pay for some other things because her transmission blew out. I'm like, if you want it, cool. If not, that's cool. Fine. Like,
right,
I don't
yeah.
care. Like, I don't want to deal with issues. And he responded back real nicely, like, oh, I thought you were a store just trying to, like, make extra money, and he's like, didn't realize you're just a regular person, and so
yeah.
So that it ended up panning out, and we came up with, you know, to a good middle ground between the two of us. So
you guys made up. That's good. I'm glad
we made
you.
Up. And as of right now, the shipping says it's been delivered. He signed for it. So I'm just waiting for that positive feedback to come through so that I can consider that money mine.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, and I sold my EHX Memory Boy over the weekend.
Oh, baby.
Which, that's a pedal that I've got, like, probably 10 to 15, like, super lowball offers on it.
Yeah. Like, $15, $20.
Yeah. Well, and, like, the problem is with that pedal... So I had it listed at $70 plus $7 shipping. The next cheapest one, like if you did them in order, the next cheapest one said that it was $63. But then you look at the shipping and it's $23 shipping.
Right.
So like people would come in and they were like, you know, offering me lower than the 63 one because they're like, oh, this one over here is 63 something, and it's like, well, look at the shipping, dummy. So I just kept you know, declining all those types of things. And then one morning I woke up and somebody bought it for what I asked for. So no muss, no fuss.
That's yeah, no, seriously, I'm right there. I had that happen actually this morning with a pedal, and they haven't paid yet, so I'm not even going to go into it. We'll talk about it after they pay. Okay. I don't know if they're going to, but it was the Matthews Effects. They paid full asking price when I've been lowballed like for 2 months. You know, $100, yeah. $85. It's the Matthews Effects reverb, and I'm like, no, these sell for good, like almost like new price. You know, like I'll wait. You know. And some they haven't paid yet, but they basically did the 165 is what I had it up for. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
So yeah. You want to do that pedal thing?
Yeah. Roll that beautiful theme music.
Grab your glass, raise it up, and loudly sing.
All right, man. Well, that was by Adam Rohr. That dude, I called him out joking, and I felt bad because he actually made a song, and it's pretty awesome. Yeah, thanks for doing that. This is the second Flippin' Flippers theme song he's written, so.
And he launched his podcast this week.
Oh, he did? I did not know. I knew he was asking us some questions.
Yeah, like all of a sudden I just saw a bunch of posts. I think he dropped 4 or 5 episodes this week.
But it's like a murder, like serial, right? It's like a murder case files, cold case files.
Yeah, he's going to do seasons.
That's good. I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah. So I haven't listened to it yet because I just saw it after I got home from work today. But yeah, he dropped a bunch of episodes all at once, I think. So.
Ooh, that's crazy. Like a whole season at once? That'd be crazy. What if he did seasons like that and just dropped them all at once? It's like Netflix.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, he did
It's called Let Him Hear.
All right. Well, he did break his foot, right? His foot? No, his hand. Tore his hamstring. Something. Achilles tendon, something where he wasn't able to work. So he got some time on his hands.
Yeah.
So that's cool though. I will definitely check that out for sure. I'm excited actually.
Yeah. All right. On to that pedal thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's cue that theme music again.
No, I didn't know what to do with myself.
I know. I was watching the clock. That's the only reason I made it. So, anyways, what do you got, man?
I'm going to talk about the Wampler Pedals Catapult. I got this on loan from listener and friend of the show, Jason Fuzzmonger.
Who I texted today and he wouldn't hang out for lunch because sleep is more important. Ridiculous. He's going to hate me after this.
Yeah. Yeah, so I forget how or why he got it, but then I mentioned that I wanted to check it out, and so after he played with it for a while, he shipped it out to me just to check out. I was curious about it because I've been listening to the Tone Jerks for too much time, and they're always going on and on about how those orange amps are just the best, and I kind of wanted to see if this pedal would, you know, get me there a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know if it got me there. I don't have enough experience with orange amps, but what I can say is that I really dig it. I really dig it on its like low to medium gain settings. So it's got like a 3-band EQ thing going on here. We got a low, mid range, and high knobs. We've also got a level knob and a gain knob, and I really liked it between like 9 p.m. and midnight on the gain knob. That was kind of the range that it lived in for me. I wouldn't say it was like a foundation tone. That's kind of, I was expecting it to be kind of like a foundation pedal that you kind of always leave on and put other things, stack other things with. But I really liked it as a drive pedal.
Yeah, just kick it on. It's a drive.
Yeah, just kick it on as a drive. The fact that it has so much EQ power on the top line of knobs there really made it like almost too versatile for me, honestly. Like, because I would, you know, get a sound. I'd be like, oh, that's really cool. I'm like, oh, but what if I tweak this a little bit? And then I'd spend 5 minutes tweaking it. And then I'd be like, oh, that sounds really cool. But what if I change this just a little bit? And then I would keep, I just kept messing with it. I'm too dumb. I can't leave things alone. So, but it is, the range was really impressive. I kind of thought that it was just going to be all heavy and high gain and like punk rock metal sounding, but it was not. It had some, like I said, some really cool low mid gain sounds that I dug. And it's a cool black box, and it's got an orange LED, which
I
think is really cool. And little orange LED has two little green leaves on it, so it looks like it's an orange.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. I like that.
Yeah. So that's all I got to say about that.
Cool. Well, I got to recently play the Keeley Compressor Plus. Now, Keeley is really freaking smart, and it frustrates me because they make things that solve a lot of problems that I've been having with things, you know. And if I'd seen this and played this before, I probably would have just bought that instead of going down like a compressor journey or going down. It's like, I just didn't do that for whatever reason, you know?
Yeah.
But basically, yeah. So here's the layout. They have level, tone, sustain, and then they have a blend knob. Now the blend knob is super smart because it's not just like zero to full. It's half to full. So like you can't really? Just, yeah, which is cool because it's not like, you don't want to cut your compressor all the way out. So it's like half to full. It's really smart. I really like how they do it. And then they have like a game changer button, which is, there's a single coil or humbucker button or like switch, toggle switch. Okay. And it's like, oh, well I think that's what I needed. You know what I mean? It was just that switch. And it's like, oh man. I mean, there's not so much to talk about with this compressor because it is like, you know, like basically, and they did this on purpose too, because like your basic knobs are your tone, level, sustain. Those are all in black. And then the blend knob is the one different one is in white. And it's like, everything's kind of like, if it was all black, you'd be like, eh, whatever. I don't really care about the pedal, but because they do that one, it sticks out and you're like, why is this different? And yeah. that blend knob is killer. That really, really works well. And it was great for like, I used it on bass this week and I was like, man, this thing just, it just goes with whatever. It really takes other pedals well. If you know, I've had a lot of compressors that just argue with other pedals, you know, and that's frustrating, you know, to me. I just want it to be there and do its job and not like affect other pedals to the where they're just acting weird, you know.
Right.
But now here's the part that's crazy. It's 129. Like,
yeah.
That's insane to me. That's like, I mean, it's a boutique pedal at like non-boutique prices, you know what I mean? That's boss prices, you know. I think their compressor is 99, I think, you know, but like still, that's like right there, and it's killer. It's super good.
I never once heard somebody say something bad about that pedal.
No, absolutely not. The only thing I've ever heard somebody say is like, oh, it's not flashy. Well, you want to know what though? It doesn't need to be, first of all. And second of all, I think they did, with the one knob looking different, they did enough for it to stick out. You know,
right. If, and they do one-off finishes all the time.
Yep, sure. Yep, they sure do. Yeah, but I mean, so the Compressor Plus, I mean, they've had just the Keeley compressor before. I remember when they had the three knob, or remember they had the two knob, or not the two knob, the four knob. And yeah. Like, but this is like the next stage, and it's killer. It's a really good pedal. I really like it. I'm gonna be hard pressed to mail this one back to them. I'm like, how much do I owe you? They're like $129. I'm like, okay. Fine by me. No, but it's great sound. It's, you know, like the first time I ever heard a compressor was like, I watched some demo board and some kid was going through his board and he had what the Dynacomp, and he's like, oh, this is my always on, this is my make my sound better, it's more chimey, it's more clear, and it doesn't get like crazy. And yeah. And I was like, you know, it's not crazy loud, it's not crazy soft. He's like, it cleans everything up. And I was like, oh, cool. And then like I got the MXR and I clicked it on and I was like, oh, this does make things more chimier and warm and neat, like this is good. And then I went down this long compressor journey. And I wish I found this first. So yeah, no, go check it out. For $129 you cannot go wrong. I think if I had to start from scratch, you know, if all my stuff burned down and what would you grab, I would start with this, you know, as a compressor. It's a great price and it sounds killer.
Nice.
Cool. So I have on my notes re-bad purr.
Yeah, I wrote that down too.
And that's something about bad purchases. Oh, really bad purchases, I think. Yeah, it was.
Really bad purchase.
I've had a couple of
regrettable
week,
bad purchase.
Maybe you insert the R you want to put in there. Yeah, man, I bought some cheap pedals, and I'm not knocking cheap pedals because I do like some cheap pedals, but mm-hmm. I've had a rough stint. Like I've sent back like 3 or 4 pedals in the last month that were just nope, garbage, you know.
Really?
Oh yeah, I've not been happy. The one that got me the most though is I bought the K-Line Snake Bite. It's a reverb.
Okay.
And I watched a bunch of demos of it, and I was like, yeah, this sounds cool, like I like it. And I even Doug King had one. He's like, yeah, no, it sounds good, it's fine, you know. He's like, it's a $30 pedal, but it's fine. And I was like, that's where I want to be for my reverb right now. I don't need a $200 pedal, I need just like, that's fine. And yeah. And so I bought it and I got it, and I was like, is this thing freaking broken? Like, I don't understand. Like, first of all, there's a million controls on it, so that's already like a lot for me, because you and I know we're not smart. I did watch some more demos to like get a feel of like what they were doing, and they did some smart things. Like one of the controls basically does what the ARP 87 or not the ARP, what's the reverb one, the Phantos, right? Phantos,
what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Walrus one. What's the Walrus one that's reverb
Walrus.
Okay, anyways. Phantom, right?
There it is. Yeah.
Okay, there it is. That one has like, you know, the control that goes through all 4, you know, it's just a knob, and instead of like a switch, it does all 4 reverbs. Well, they did the same thing, but you kind of pan through it the same way on there. And which is smart. And this pedal's been out for a while, so it's like, okay, cool. They have a bunch of different reverbs that you go through. Okay, fine. And I finally found one that I liked, but every time I played it, it just is like very digitally sounding. It had like a lot of pings and like weird, like it was like, I'm like, this does not sound real, you know? And I kept messing with it and trying to find like where it should sit. And man, I just eventually, I just said, I don't know if this thing's broken, but it's going back. And that's what I just put like in the Amazon description when I sent it back, I was like, does not sound like demos, done. So like, I don't know. I've had just like some rough purchases with cheap pedals lately. And part of it is because I was like, man, you know, I feel guilty. I got nicer stuff on my board, or, you know, whatever it is. And so if it's like kind of wasn't from like friends or like, you know, people that have been super generous, it's like, well, I don't really need this. I'll sell it and I'll get something cheap, you know, instead of feeling good. And then I get this cheap thing and I'm like, this is straight freaking garbage. Now, I haven't tried all of K-Line stuff. I love their power supply. I'm not picking on them specifically. And maybe there was something wrong with that one, because they pump out a million of them. But I was not impressed at all.
I just got a text from you from the future.
Really?
Yeah, it said... I just got an alert from you, and it said in 1 minute.
Weird.
Yeah.
I sent you that picture like half an episode ago.
Yeah, and I got that, but it just came through again, and it said it was coming in 1 minute. That was weird.
Weird. Super weird.
Time travel.
It, Okay, cool. I got a time traveling phone. So that's good. Which is funny because it says that it didn't send on my end.
Really?
You got any regretful purchases that you've had, like weird cheap or bad purchases that you've made lately?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. I haven't made a lot of purchases. I'm trying to save for something big, so trying not to buy a lot of things.
That's good.
trying to be a responsible adult a little bit. I say that as right now I am currently transferring money in my PayPal account to buy that Comper Sound thing. So
as soon as probably tomorrow I'll buy one. I'm just too tired right now and I just bought a $15 pedal, so
yeah.
That's funny. I'll get on their site right now.
Yeah.
What color did you buy?
I'm doing Surprise Me.
Ooh, that's fun.
I wanted to get the like army green relict.
Yeah.
But I just want to be surprised. I hope.
Yes. Man, they are so cool. I do like their stuff, and I can't rave about their builds enough. Like when I got that Polaris in, like that thing inside was ridiculous looking. It looked so clean. I was like, and everything color matched. It was crazy. I was like, these guys are nut jobs in all the right ways, obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean, I recently heard an interview where he said that even like all the parts bins and everything in their shop, everything is color coded.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
My tax guy that I'm working with right now, he is a super organized stationary guy. So everything's like super organized, like in his office. And like, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I have never had a tax person like that. Every person I've ever gone to for taxes,
just papers everywhere, right?
Their office is, looks like a tornado blew through.
Yep, totally.
But
that Army Green Relict one is good.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I like that a real lot.
But I'm probably gonna go with the Surprise.
Now, is that add toggle switch? Okay, no toggle switch. Okay, I was wondering why it was in the more prices. In the more prices.
Yeah.
Ooh, Seafoam Green Relic. Oh man, I'm hooked now. Let's get back to the show. Hey guys, welcome to the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host Paul. So yeah, anyway, so bad purchases, nothing? You never had any bad purchases?
Nope.
Good. All right, cool. Well,
never
just
made
me.
A bad purchase ever. Nope. Yeah, just you, sucker.
Just you. Just you. You're my worst purchase.
That's good. So I'm prepping for a big party shindig at my house in 2 days from the time of recording this. It will have already happened by the time this comes out. But so hopefully there'll be some fun content
some
out
tent.
Of it. Yeah,
some
tent.
Tent.
Gonna get some tent. But yeah, I'm having all of the Southern California like guitar personality people that I know are coming over to my house for smoked meats and barley pops. As a Mr. Sean Wright likes to call him.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
I don't know where I was going with that. I think I was just trying to fill time or something.
You can fill time. I think it's cool. I'm jealous. I wish I had, a teleporter or something I could just get over there real quick.
So speaking of teleporters and getting over here real quick, I forget what site it was. There's a website. Because I was looking to see how much it would cost to fly up to a guitar show in Oregon in a few weeks. And I found this site that has like all these like flights that are like $69-$79 one way from San Diego. And so I was like, oh, I wonder if I could find one to New York. And like a one-way ticket to New York, the cheapest one for New York I could find, I think, was $129 one way.
Well, that's really good.
And that was to Newark.
Okay, which is not Newark is not in New York. It's
it's New Jersey, right?
It's New Jersey, yeah.
Yeah,
so
but
that's
it
like
was labeled. It said Newark, New York.
Right, because so. It's like right there. It's like you go just go across the Hudson. That's all.
Yeah, I was tempted, but I didn't. I didn't
well,
buy the plane.
Probably,
sorry.
You're probably smart because how would you get back? So
right,
that's
yeah.
Your...
well, I'd have to buy two. I'd have to buy one for the way back. Also,
right, right. Well, but, we just keep waiting for that sweet, sweet podcast money to keep coming in, and eventually, in 10 years, we'll be able to buy one ticket for you to get here. You're on your own to get back, kid.
Oh, that for some reason that reminded me. So we got to announce a winner of the Hello Sailor pedal.
We do.
So we're not going to do it right now because as we're recording this, it's still open to entries.
Right.
But
probably by next week or the week after that, we should have an answer.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we do like a mini-sode or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do something.
We'll do something like that. So if we haven't put that out yet, submit your answer now. I mean, technically Tuesday's too late because the first is on Monday. But, you know, whatever.
You know what? Let's give them till Tuesday. Just give them to the end of Tuesday anyways.
Okay.
I don't think we're hurting anybody. It's basically who can come up with the best idea anyways. So it's not like... We're on a time crunch, you know?
We're always on a time crunch.
Okay, that's true, because we got 1 hour. That's when my phone call runs up after 1 hour.
Yeah.
It's as long as my phone will last, apparently.
Yeah, that was timed perfectly.
Yeah, so.
Ish.
It was close. It was really close. And I couldn't get it. I could not get my phone to recharge. It sucked. I was so mad. Anyways, so. All right, cool. So let's do. What would you grab?
Okay.
So
I have nothing, so.
I know. It's fine. I'm just going to go with this. And this is what I'm thinking is. Okay. So. I want you to name your guitars that you have. And then I'm going to grab one of them, and I'll do the same for you.
Oh, okay. Electric guitars that I own?
Yeah, just electric guitars.
Okay. Equitz, Fuzz Rayburn.
What color is it? Because that's important.
Mostly blue?
Mostly blue.
Okay. I have my Telecaster Nashville. It's a MIM. I have the Titan.
What color?
Sorry, it's blonde with a black pickguard.
Yeah, blonde. All right.
My gold top Titan KR1. Are you writing these down?
No, I'm just.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going from memory.
I
have to remember three things so far. I'm okay.
And then the Black Diamond Fire Mist with tortoiseshell binding. Roni Oceana custom.
Oh yeah. That's it. Just the four?
That's
all the guitars you have?
Electric.
You forgot about your SL before.
That's in pieces. It don't count. It
doesn't count.
And
yeah,
I put,
it's not a playable
okay.
guitar.
I listed the neck for sale because I finally took your advice. Like, okay, I need to sell these parts. So I listed the neck and pretty much immediately somebody in 60 Cycle Hum found it and posted it and was calling me a shady bastard for what I was doing.
What? For what?
I don't know. But somebody's like, El Cajon, C. Schneider, this seems suspicious.
Okay.
I'm like,
what the heck?
Like, this
okay.
is why
I
used to have a fake name on there, but because of the guy that thought I was a store, I changed it so I seemed like a real person.
Yeah.
And it backfired immediately.
I just like somebody's just busting your chops. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
If I remember who it was, I'd call him out, but I don't remember. That's how much they matter to me.
I think because I specifically requested your neck when I got my Rayburn done, I would pick the Rayburn. Plus, I mean, I just love mine so much that if I had to pick out of all of them, that's what I would pick for sure.
All right. That's fair.
All right. So for me, let's see. Okay, I have
I say, do you, you don't even need to list them.
Oh, really?
You're I just going to say a Rupert. I'm going say for that Equitz.
That's funny. That's
this
really funny.
This week's episode is brought to you by Equitz Guitars.
Gavin Equitz Guitars. Oh, yeah. That's funny. You don't even list any. I just know the one you have. That's fine. That's funny.
Sorry if that takes some of the fun out of it. But
that crushed it. That crushed it. But hey, you know what, though? Like, hands down, like, if that shows, like, what kind of builder Kevin is and that gets people on board, then fine. Like, I don't care if it didn't, the bit didn't work, because he honestly is an amazing builder and his stuff is awesome. So,
yeah.
Cool. Well,
he's got
some
cool a cool new model coming down the pipeline too.
New stuff.
Yeah.
So, what would you grab? That segment crashed. So, if you guys have some what would you grabs and you want to put them on the Facebook page so we can kind of look at them and maybe do them, we're running out of ideas. I thought mine was good.
I never opened up the that other one from last week, so to like let other people comment on it.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, forget it.
It's never okay. Mind. They wouldn't have anyways. They don't do it. They don't listen to us. So, yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else I have going on. Oh, I did get. I was going to talk about this. Is one of my buddies. I got him a Like My Pedals, rat.
Yeah.
Well, not rat. The cheesemonger.
Cheesemonger
for his birthday. He's just been like a super guy, and he's like helped me like remodel my basement and like, you know, just whatever I need ask.
Yeah.
You know, he helped me paint my house one time. Like, I mean the whole house. That's a lot of painting.
Yeah.
And I mean outside. So I got him Like My Pedals cheesemonger, and I got it from his like alma mater, which is RIT. So it's funny to me. It made me laugh. Like RIT. RAT, you know.
Yeah.
And it made me giggle a little bit, but man, he was floored. Joseph did an awesome job on it, and he pumped it out super quick because I asked him like the day of his birthday. And I'm like, I'm a super bad friend and I know it, and Joseph was so good. He's like, oh, just blame it on me, it's fine, just blame it on me. I was like, no, like he needs to understand that I'm a bad person, so he'll stop hanging out with me, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh man, I get to play, because I didn't get to play yours, you know.
Right.
And I played with it on bass this week, and I was like, ooh, that thing is, yeah, that's grindy sounding. I really liked it. I was like, this sounds freaking good.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're just gonna talk about our friends this episode.
It's kind of what we do every
like
episode, but
that's true. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. That's fine.
But
it's totally,
you know what?
Cool.
I can't. You know, like, when you work with some of these people, like, I can't rave about them enough when they treat you right, you know? Because, like, one of the things on, like, the Tone Jerks that they didn't touch on was they said, what like, makes you buy from a brand, or what gives you brand loyalty? And this isn't a knock on them. It's fine. They just didn't touch on this part. And they said, you know, whatever, I like this, or, you know, if a person goes above and beyond and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, sometimes it's just, oh, that's a cool exclusive graphic. Like, whatever it is to get you to buy into a brand, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But, like, what makes you stop buying from a brand? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are some things that would really turn you off on a brand?
Yeah. Oh, do you want to go into that right now?
Yeah, why not? We got time.
Ooh. Well, I think it's like pretty much all the opposites of those things, you know.
Yeah.
If the owner of the company is a D-bag to people, you know, that,
yeah,
because of the internet, that gets around real quick.
Sure. I mean, you know? look at Gear Supply. That's probably the only company I'll probably like seriously bash, because like that just seemed like a huge hot mess, you know.
And I hate the fact that it keeps coming up over and over again.
Oh, I know, but it's just gotten so ugly.
Yeah.
So, but no, I mean, okay. So let's just say, a lot of it's customer service. You know,
a lot of it is customer service. Yes.
If you know, you order something and they don't take care of you, or you order something and they don't ship it to you for a very long time and don't communicate. That's huge. Like, you know, there's a lot of like boutique brands that get, you know, like over their head, Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, for example, Joseph from Like My Pedals is like contacting me like every week and saying, hey, just let you know yours is third on the list, or, you know, I got two more in front of you, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, I just primed and painted the cases, and I'll be working on, you know, when that kind of communication happens with a builder, it's like, oh, you're at ease the whole time, rather than, you know, somebody going dark for 4 months and then just like all of a sudden you get an email like it shipped, which happens. I've had that happen.
Yeah, it happens.
And it's cool when you get the stuff, but it's scary when you don't.
Yeah, I mean that. Like sometimes you pay for something in January and
you get it next January
and you don't know when it's coming. You know.
Yep. That's cool. Definitely.
I mean, I'm not speaking from experience or anything, but waiting on
I'm
something.
I'm trying to think. You sound like you are. You sound like there's undertones. I mean, I haven't had a lot of experience, but I mean, obviously, like buying my Equitz guitar was very, like, I mean, one of my buddies bought like some amps and didn't get them for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And that after I was like, oh, I don't think I want to ever go down that road. I think I want to go, hey, it's on Reverb, or hey, it's, you know, hey, yeah, it's at the store, buy it now, you know, or like it's on their site and it says builds will be shipped between 2 to 4 weeks, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I want to get. And when I went out and got the Equitz, I was like, okay, you know, like, not like nervous about it, but a little nervous, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
What if I don't get it, you know, like, but obviously knowing him and knowing you and, you know, it was fine. But, and the thing he did that rest you at ease is he's like, hey, I'm working on the neck today. Oh, I just got all your parts in. Check these out. You know, like, oh, I'm working on the body. Here's some test colors. Let me take a picture and send them to you. Those kind of things where, you know, somebody's in the process each time is like a little bit like, you know, comforting, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think other things that keep me from wanting to be in a company, like staying with a company, is I'm super weird about like having too many of the same pedals. I'm like the exact opposite of Kyle McIntyre. Like, and it's not like I don't want two of the same pedal. That's not it. You know, like,
right.
It's just like, if it's all, you know, Pelican Noise works, or it's all, you know, like my pedals or whatever. It's kind of like, I'm like, oh, I like a variety. I want it to be mixed up. I want to represent all the things I like, not just the one, you know, not just like one brand, you know?
Yeah. That
like
makes
I would never just want like an all JHS pedal or pedal board. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I own JHS pedals. You own JHS pedals. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with having those. It's just I don't want a whole board of it.
Right.
So, but obviously,
that makes sense
like,
to me.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely go online, go to Sweetwater, and buy all the Earthquaker stuff. Make a board, have everything you need, and it all looks refined, and they all look the same, and they all match. And I think that would kind of look cool, but that's just not me, I guess.
Well, there was an old rig rundown from the guys from Gaslight Anthem, and the guitar player at that time, his whole board was Earthquaker.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he was sponsored too.
Yeah, I don't know if he said he was or not, but yeah, he had a wet dry thing going on too. So he had a whole row of all of his dry effects, and then he had all his wet effects on, and they're going to separate amps. They're all Earthquaker.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy that people do that, because people do that stuff all the time, but it's,
yeah.
I'm like, to me, it's hard to fathom that. I just want it to like be interesting to me when I look at it, you know? I want to see all different kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I will say that something, like, I watch people's interactions. Like, so beyond customer service, you know, in the age that we live in, all these builders, they're also a face of their company, whether they like it or not. And, you know, all their interactions with everybody else in the community are public, essentially. Like,
oh,
it's,
yeah,
it's
totally
all out there in the open, and you can see how people interact. And there's some people that I don't care for the way they interact. And I'm never going to be, you know, call them out on that unless it's something egregious. But like, there's people that I just won't use their product or purchase their product because I don't care for the way they interact. So,
yeah,
which
agreed. I'm in the same camp. And I mean, most of the circles that we run in, I don't really have that, you know. Yeah. But there's definitely things that have been like, I think I'm gonna wait on this, you know, and see how this plays out before I purchase anything, you know. But let me ask you this now: would you, let's say, X brand, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Let's say X brand posts something, I don't know, like crazy racist or like, you know, super sexist or like really shows their true colors, and you own some stuff from that. Are you going to be like, well, I'm going to sell this stuff? Or is it just like, well, whatever?
No, at that point, if I already have it, and if it, I mean, I don't, there's very few things that I use all the time anyway, you know? But yeah, it wouldn't bother me to still own it. If they made some post about whatever that was racist or sexist or derogatory in whatever way, I would underplay probably that I use and enjoy their product.
Sure, you might not talk about it on the show or like whatever, have it on your board, pictures or whatever. Yep, sure.
But I wouldn't like just completely abandon it and like try and offload it, especially if it was something I enjoyed and liked. You know, the product is the product, and it's already been paid for. So me selling it doesn't
affect really do
them
anything.
At all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because like, you know, like say all the Nike stuff. Like this whole like Nike thing is like, well, I'm gonna burn my Nike stuff. Well, they've already got your money, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of silly to go on this rampage about it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, like, let's say if you found out next week that, you know, Josh Scott was an axe murderer, I don't think I'd sell my JHS stuff.
Right.
You know, it would be like, ooh, that's kind of gross. Like, but I don't think I would be like, oh, let's get it on Reverb right now, you know.
Right.
Besides, everybody else is gonna get all their stuff on Reverb, so you're not gonna get your dollar amount back anyways.
Yeah,
you might want to wait till the smoke clears.
Yeah, wait until everybody offloads it, and then in a year and a half nobody will want to admit that they have one, and then you could sell it for more money.
Yeah, there you go. Yep, there you go. I mean, I don't know why Josh Scott was going around murdering people anyways. It seems kind of rude, but all right. Not a way to run your brand, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually pretty funny. I do like him on the internet because, like, he'll comment on things, and it's just pretty witty usually, or, like, just, like, playful when he's, like, you know, the biggest guy in pedals besides Boss, you know.
Mm-hmm.
and like the fact that he'll like comment on, you know, a post on like our page about like one of his pedals is kind of fun, you know, like he doesn't have to do that. So that kind of brings it back, is like, well, that guy, like you said, he's playful and fun or whatever online, and it's like, well, that's kind of makes it cool. I would still buy from that guy, or I'd buy from that guy, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
Good. Good. Now we solved that, because the Tone Jerks couldn't do it, so it's now our job.
Yeah. So we carried that ball over the touchdown line.
Man, they got to the 1 yard line, I'll tell you. They were almost there, though. But Jimmy was great, man. Go listen to that episode if you haven't listened to it. The Tone Jerks they're fantastic. They do a really good job, and they got some great guests lately. So Jim Bowers has been on. They had they had the team of people in which represent Copper Sound. Mm-hmm. Was it Matthew? Was that his name? I'm bad with names.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'm terrible.
We're
with names
dealing
also.
With Jordan, so it's hard. I know it wasn't Jordan, but
okay.
That's who we've been dealing with. So I know his name, but I think it was Matthew. But anyways, you know what I would like to do? I should contact them. I'm like 3 hours from them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
dude, go get some tent.
I don't know what kind of tent I'll get, but it would be cool to go and check it out, you know, and talk to them and see it for like reels, you know. Maybe I'll contact them about it, because it's not far. And maybe like when I bring the board back, instead of mailing it, I'll just save them some money and go down there with it or something.
You should totally go there next week, and you can relic my Telegraph pedal.
Oh, dude, I should have him just mail it to me, and then I just slam it on the ground for 20 minutes. I want one of those relic, like either the Broadway or the Stratosphere, one of those. I think they look so freaking good.
Yeah.
So is it weird if I get one that matches my guitar?
No, I think people do that.
Really? I think I should, because, like, you know, like I have a white Telecaster. Or, oh man, ugh, I wonder if they would do it. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta talk to them. My brain just like million ideas is just like lighting up there.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, I think we knocked that out of the park, but seriously, guys, go check out the Tone Jerks. They're great guys. I really love what they do. They are a little bit more crass than we are, but that's fine. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So just don't listen to it around your little ones if you don't want them to hear that stuff. Otherwise, we're all adults and you've all been on a school bus, so it's fine.
Yeah. Says, I've heard kids swear worse than them, so.
Yeah, I just met my kids because they're three. They're two and three, you know? Like, yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, totally. Yeah, I've heard lots of kids say things that are horrible. So, right, anyways, so we're gonna wrap on it that up? Note, yeah. All this right. was fun. We should do this again.
Yeah. Hey, next week sometime, maybe?
We'll see what my schedule is.
All right.